Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are doing a Sunday week 9 initial reaction here. So just some things I think that you should keep an eye on. Some running back injuries here. Booker went down, hip injury, didn't return. It was late in the game. He had like 21 carries and some receiving work as well. So a big workload for him. Made it count in terms of workload. But did leave the game. Looks like Barkley's probably going to be back post-bye. So we're looking, this is week 9 now. We're looking at week 10, a bye, week 11. Booker back. Hopefully by then it looks like more of a day-to-day type thing than anything. Barkley will probably be returning at that point too. So that's about the timeline they'll both be back. Booker revert to an injury away situation. I'm not going to cut Booker in the meantime. Like, this isn't one of those things where I just don't think that there's a he's a guy we're going to hold. Right? We're going to hold him as an injury away type. This isn't one I'm going to cut on his bye week. So I'm going to hold him. It doesn't look like the injury is going to be super long. He's going to revert back to his injury away status. We'll be fine. Knee contusion for Zeke. Looks like probable for week 10. It's one to monitor. We'll see. Obviously, Pollard, big. He'll be highly valuable in the event that there's a Zeke injury. So he's rostered. So it's just not much to watch there other than just to track and keep your options open in case you have Zeke. Chase Edmonds left on his first touch of the game. And so that's a total dud. James Conner went off. It's an ankle injury for Edmonds. There's only one look on TV that all the injury folks, Dr. Chow and Dr. Jean, my two go-to sources. Some of the other ones I don't really partake in, including certain wannabe celebrities. So that's the only look that they had. Both said it's probably more than just like a minor injury. The way it was hit, it wasn't like just a tweak sort of thing. It was a low ankle tweak. It was something, a different type of mechanism. So we'll watch for that. Hopefully we'll get some information after an MRI earlier in the week, and then we'll see. Arizona in week 10 is home against Carolina. Carolina did get busted up a little bit by the Patriots this week. So be interested to watch that. This could be it's a big home favorite too for Arizona. So this could absolutely be a situation where James Conner's a plug and play, big time running back here going forward, at least in week 10. And then we'll see from there. I will say too, they don't have the full stats yet on PFF or anything. And I'll do obviously snap reactions. I do think like when you post him and Edmonds together, they're not all that dissimilar. Like if you flip-flopped them and replaced the names, like you couldn't really tell. I think that's a little bit telling there about Edmonds, but also a good indicator about Connor's ability in the event that Edmonds is out. So definitely watching that situation. Three concussions of note: Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson, and Zach Moss. So we'll see if it's Harris and Stevenson out. Is that a J.J. Taylor spot start? Right. So I think he is an add this week. Maybe it's a Bolden play. But, you know, I would monitor that situation. And this could be you add J.J. Taylor, not on a high budget, but you add him sort of early in waivers. And then, listen, if Harris and Stevenson get back, you make it all the way to your inactives, actives announcement, 11:30 on Sunday. They're both active, ready to go, cleared by they've cleared the protocol and everything. You can cut Taylor. Like, that's probably a tactic we might want to employ this week. Latavius Murray still out here. Devonta Freeman, some work today. Really, like, looks kind of like the guy there. Will Latavius out? We'll see if Latavius is back next week. But I think Tyson Williams is probably a cut, by the way. He did basically all of his work in like the receiving game, just running some routes, no real rushing work of note. And he was basically the second in routes behind Freeman. Just total waste. It's quizzical to me. But that's where we are with their backfield. All right, guys returning from IR. Couple of guys here. Chris Carson is Pete Carroll's saying that he's going to practice this week. So we'll. He's one to be super optimistic about everyone returning and you know butterflies and rainbows, and then they don't. So we're monitoring that. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It looks like Andy Reid kind of like slow walked his return back here this past in media appearances over the week. So I think it's probably. It might be a situation where they are on week 10. They have a week, I believe, a week 11 bye. Maybe like week 12 being more probable for return seems a little bit more likely. And they're going to be this will be another game for Daryl Williams in that event. And they have the Chargers this week. They're actually at the Chargers, so that'll be an interesting one to see. Is that the first game that Edwards-Helaire is back, or is that another Damian Williams start? And that could be, you know, as we sort of continue to go through our bye weeks, like those spot starts can. It's better that you get spot starts in during bye weeks than it is you get them, you know, in week two, because they matter, right? They matter more in terms of giving you options and. You know, the replacement level is lower too, just the mathematics of it. The replacement level is lower when there's more buys. So those will be interesting situations to watch. Again, it is Kansas City has a week 12 buy, so that we're going into week 10. So we still could have a couple more weeks. Dr. Gene indicated he thought that maybe this is like a post buy return to week actually 13. So it'll be interesting there with Edwards-Helaire. All right, quarterbacks here, ankle Murray, he ends up not going. He's week to week, and we'll sort of see what his practice schedule looks like next week. They play Sunday, so we'll see there. Again, that's that Carolina game. They play on Sunday, so we'll watch for that. And they have a week 12 bye, so he'll probably be back before that would be my assumption, but it could be one of those situations where he plays and then that week 12 could really rejuvenate him from down the stretch. I kind of like that late bye because of that. Rodgers should be able to return Saturday of this upcoming week. We'll see if they make him inactive given the fact that Jordan Love basically did very little. It's hard to see how they wouldn't just want to roll out Rodgers, so we'll see there. Tua's got a broken finger. It's on a short week, too. They play on Thursday night. So I'm not sure how that's going to how that's going to heal and sort of, you know, what the angle is there. Brissett played okay. I haven't seen full stats or anything, but, you know, they have a home game against Baltimore on Thursday night. So we'll watch for that. It should be unwatchable outside of Lamar. Mike White, he had that kind of weird contusion thing to his arm that was causing, like, nerve problems, the finger. Pretty interesting there. It almost looked like he was acting as if he got hit by like a baseball. It was kind of like the way that he was. You get hit on the forearm and all of a sudden you can't like really grip fingers. Like that's kind of and all of a sudden you're throwing a baseball. It's all over the place. Like that's actually what it reminded me of as I was watching that. So hopefully he's good. And that by all indications is something that should heal itself. They will be a home underdog to the Buffalo Bills, who blew a big line this week against the Jags. So we'll see there how that goes. It's got the makings of a bounce back revenge type game for Buffalo. Zach Wilson's probably behind the Mike White schedule, so I am interested to see. You know, I didn't hang on because I don't think it's all that likely. And you know, we've seen what organizations will do. They make a big investment. They're not going to just can it, right? They don't just move on from it. But it would be interesting to see if you get a month worth of Mike White starts and what those look like and if that creates a controversy. I think there's like a 5% shot on that, just because that's not really how teams operate, and they have a lot of sunk cost, a bias there. But hey, look, we spent all this on Zach Wilson. Like, we kind of have to prove, like, you know, that he's the guy, that, you know, hang on to our jobs, that sort of stuff. Whereas, you know, it's kind of the, this is an unfair comparison to everyone involved, but it's almost like when Seattle with Russell Wilson. Again, I'm not comparing Mike White to Russell Wilson, and I'm not comparing Zach Wilson to Matt Flynn, but the Seahawks bring in Matt Flynn off that big, from it was like a week 17 game. He basically had a spot start. I think Rodgers was out getting ready for the playoffs. Like, they just didn't play him in a week that didn't matter. And all of a sudden, Matt Flynn goes off. He gets money in free agency, goes to Seattle, and it's going to be their starter. That's what he signs in free agency. And then they draft Russell Wilson, and he wins the job in training camp. And you're like, wait, what? And that's super rare for it to happen. Again, it's really rare for it to happen, but it'd be interesting to see if there's a shot where actually Mike White can get a month to play as Zach Wilson comes back. And I think, like, they have zero incentive to rush him back. Well, and the rational thing to do would be not to rush him back, because then you could sort of continue to get a little bit more, resume, I guess, on Mike White. And the other thing, too, I keep thinking about these, and, you know, I've tried to do this more and more. Actually, I've missed in a league where I had to start Kendall Hinton this week, because it was I just didn't have a starting quarterback. I had a couple of injuries and I think a bye, and all of a sudden, like, in my two quarterback league, I basically had nobody. And I sort of dropped the ball. I probably dropped the ball at some point. I didn't check Simeon, when he got added, but certainly a missed opportunity there for him. These situations, like Mike White, like Simeon, they're low probabilities that they're going to work out long term, but you should keep taking shots on them, especially in two quarterback, right? Especially in deeper formats. It's tough in safe leagues to really circulate through them. Like, I've been trying to, like, really hard, like, you know, I took a shot on PJ Walker and I had taken a shot on Mike White and, a couple on Simeon and those sorts of things. I've flipped Mike White now for a third, but I took what I thought was pretty good profit, honestly, on Mike White for a third round pick. For the Jets, like, they're basically getting a free audition. And again, if he blows up, like, then he's probably not the guy. But if he continues to play decent, too well, like, they should keep it in the range of outcomes that their job is to find the guy. And everyone wants to think that the guy that they have to find is the expensive one. Sometimes it's not. And sometimes you find one by accident. And you shouldn't rule that out with Mike White. Again, it's a 2% shot, but I think it's interesting to think about and sort of use as a dynasty proxy. So we'll see. I hope they slow roll Zach Wilson back. That's the long and short of that. Russell Wilson, he should have a shot to play in week 10. That's the goal. So we'll see how that goes. I'm rooting for it. Hopkins missed the week with a hammy. Hopeful to be back next week. Antonio Brown, potential week 10 return. Corey Davis, potential week 10 return after missing. T.Y. Hilton's in concussion protocol. Gallup is probable to return from IR. So all that stuff's interesting and notable there. I don't think there's any big-time difference makers really outside of maybe Hopkins and A.B. in that list. I think you're obviously probably playing. It's going to be hard-pressed not to play Hopkins. AB could be a little bit more flex conversation type here going forward. Couple other injuries there. Curtis Samuel's doubtful to return. De'Ami Brown's questionable. They're both been suffering for a couple weeks from injuries here, leg injuries. Just the real big ones there. And everyone on the Giants is either in or out, you know, up or down. That's a constant situation to watch. Looks like Gronk has got some back spasms going on. Should be ready to go for week 10 is the thought. Dawson Knox, week 10 plus. So week 10 availability is questionable by Dr. Gene. I'm leaning longer than that, but listen, they didn't put him on the IR, so I think that's interesting. Hopefully Noah Fant will return next week from COVID. Albert Akpabinam banged up with a knee injury day-to-day, so we'll watch there for that. Eric Ebron missed this game again, or is expected to miss week 9. On Monday night, so we'll see what the status of him is long term. He's really tough to hold in safe leagues. It's gotten to the point where, you should want to, it feels like, but man, it's really tough to do it at this point. And hopefully, last but not least, Logan Thomas should be on his way back. So I have a couple spots out there with him, some tight end premium action that I will be excited to roster him and add him to the starting lineup. All right, well, that's the storylines really to watch. Darnold stunk again, so maybe P.J. Walker, that's a situation to watch for. But that's really the big stories here that I'm keeping an eye on. I'm going to break down Kansas City's offense this week. I want to look at some of the numbers and see why Patrick Mahomes isn't good, to see if there's any – isn't doing as well, I should say. See if there's any indication there numerically why. If you have any questions or anything, don't hesitate to reach out. Suggestions always welcome. I'm always trying to be responsive to those. And again, this Chiefs work that I'll be doing this week is exactly that. So that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue bracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.